Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Father Rehill. He's a very gifted exorcist. And Target, they hired a Satanist to design this whole pride line. You know what I see this as? I see it as an attack on the family. I see this as satanic. I'm not trying to be, you know, dramatic at all here. I'm just trying to be honest with you. There's a spiritual component to what we're seeing. When schools are deceiving parents, when we've got Target hiring designers that self-identify as a Satanist to design products for a pride line in their stores all across the country, and they're promoting this LGBTQ apparel, Target released a tuck-friendly bathing suit for adults and children. What's a child need that for? It's part of this pride line. The Satanist has openly posted multiple times on her Instagram about her devotion to Satan. And she once posted an image of a t-shirt that read, "Satan respects pronouns. Satan respects pronouns. Satan loves you and respects who you are," she says. "You're important and valuable in this world. You deserve to treat yourself with love and respect. LGBT plus people are often referred to as being a product of Satan and going against God's will." Whoever's saying they're a product of Satan is wrong, right? They're children of God too. But this is what Satan loves to do. Satan loves to twist this type of stuff. She says, "We really don't believe Satan is an actual being. Satanists don't actually believe in Satan. He's merely used as a symbol of passion, pride, and liberty. You know, he means to you what you need him to mean. So for me, Satan is hope, compassion, equality, and love. This is a perfect example of the great deceiver." You know what the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches? Very clear. Here's what the church says. Catechism 268. You can read it. That Satan is a creature of God. He's not a deity, right? He's a creature, just like you and I are. And at first he was good. He was a good angel, made by God. It's Catechism 267 says, "The devil and other demons were indeed created naturally good by God, but they became evil by their own doing." So she says, I went with a variation of Baphomet. I don't know if you're familiar. That's this horrible statue. It's a mixture of genders and beings and ideas and existence. And she says, because they reject binary stereotypes and expectations. This really is an attack on your children. I'm joined today by somebody who's had encounters with the evil one and who can give us some perspective on this attack on the family and on our children and on innocence and what you and I can do spiritually to combat it. Because I know you might feel powerless. You might say, I can boycott, but what else can I do? But what can we do spiritually? Father Dan Rehill, he's a priest of the Diocese of Nashville. Good to have you with us today, Father. Welcome back.
Thank you, Drew. Good to be with you.
Father, what do you make of this? I love your perspective. You've encountered evil. You know the power and the authority the church has is over it, but it's seeping up out of everywhere, whether it's Dodger Stadium, whether it's institutions like Target, whether it's Bud Light. It seems to be nonstop. It just keeps percolating up. What's going on? Maybe you can give us a spiritual perspective on it. What's the best way to push back against this, to defeat it?
You know, I find it very odd myself. You're not alone, because when I worked in corporate America in banking and finance, the CEO dictated the agenda of the corporation, always. And he kind of knew what was the marketing plan, how it's going to trickle down, who's responsible for this, that, and the other thing. How is it that Target could have gone into this very minute little vein towards transgender and Satanism, and nobody in the company thought this was a bad idea? When by far, you'd have to say, I would say maybe 90% at least of the average customer doesn't want Satanism and doesn't want transgender on their children.
Right.
So who makes these decisions? It seems like they've been duped. Like, I think of St. Paul speaking to the Galatians. Oh, stupid Galatians, who has bewitched you? Like, who has bewitched you, Target? What are you doing? And especially on the heels of Bud Light. Like, did nobody watch what happened? It amazes me.
I said the same thing the other day. I had another guest on. I'm like, it just doesn't make sense. Even if you take a look at the percentage of people that you're now spending millions targeting, for what purpose? There's an ideology behind this. This is ideologically driven. And I also think there's, without question, a demonic influence here as well. What would you suggest, Father, is the best way for us to combat this? I mean, we talked about the Dodgers yesterday, Target. People are going to boycott. Yeah, that's a good way of doing it. We saw what happened with Bud Light. I mean, they lost billions as a result of this. But what can we do spiritually? Because a lot of people say, I'm not great at boycotting, or I can't, or what can we do spiritually to disengage what we're now seeing?
the battle is the Lord's always. So the closer you get to Jesus, the more equipped you are to be protected. And I think we've been fighting too much a defensive battle. It's time to be a little more offensive. So I pray the chaplet of St. Michael every day. You're engaging the nine choirs of angels to come and protect you and guide you, lead you, and even go forward to take back what is rightfully God's. I would pray that every day. I would pray the divine mercy for the conversion of these people who think this is a good idea. But I would boycott too. You know, I wouldn't. I'm done. I would never shop at Target again.
Me either.
And let me tell you, in Tennessee, nobody's buying it. When you go into Kroger, the Bud Light is sitting on the shelf. Nobody's buying it. That's working. They're starting to take notice that mainstream America's had enough. Yeah. We just don't want to deal with it anymore. We're done playing these games with these big corporations that think it's all okay. Anything we do is going to be okay. The people will just take it all in. Well, no. The people have had enough. Yeah. And I think they're starting to realize this is a bigger issue than we really thought, right? 3 years ago, nobody would have believed this was all coming. People thought life was okay before right. COVID. Everything was kind of fine.
Right.
So I think what's good right. about this is it's finally been brought into the light. It's not hidden. But that also speaks to the way Satan operates. You know, the fact that he's not trying to hide anymore means the ante has been raised and the stakes have become higher. I think personally that he realizes his time is numbered and that the triumph is coming of our Lord and our Lady, the triumph of her Immaculate Heart. And I think that's why he's acting like a rabid animal right now.
Now we had the Satan Con in Boston. It sold out instantly, right? You have stuff being sold, demon boxes on YouTube. We have the targeting of our kids. I mean, clearly, this has the fingerprints of Satan all over it. Why are children? Why? It seems like today, more than ever, they're the victims of this. You know, marriage is one thing that's always been under attack. The church has been attacked. But it seems children, more than anything, is in his crosshairs.
Because he hates purity. He hates innocence. Because those two things he has nothing to do with. He is the furthest thing from pure or innocent. So he hates that. And the purer you are and the more innocent you are, the more he's repulsed by you, the more he would drag those people into the mud. And so he goes after the children. I love the fact that when you opened up earlier, you were talking about how they claim they don't worship Satan. No. But in the opening session of the SatanCom conference, they had video where they're all saying, "Hail Satan." Wow. So, you know, like he's known for the fact that he's a liar from the beginning. And you can't trust anything they say. These people do believe in Satan. They get their power from him. And they're willing to trade even their place in heaven to have this power on earth. Now, sure, there are some of them that are just in it for the kicks and the giggles. But the vast majority of Satanists know what's going on. And they're plugged into his power. So I would say you encounter these people, you have to be careful. Because they actually can hurt you. They can hurt you with the power they've been given. Don't be afraid. Like you said, perfect love casts out all fear. We have to be a people that are not afraid of the devil. If you're living out your authentic identity as a child of God, the devil fears you.
Amen. Father, thank you for being
always
here. Love to talk with you again. Would you give us your blessing before you depart?
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.